It looks like the race for Phoenix mayor won't be decided until next year, since no candidate received more than 50% of the vote last week. A runoff election with the top two vote-getters will take place in March. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me to discuss how that race might look. Hey there, Christina.
Hey there.
So, to some people, the two candidates appear to have a lot in common, right?
Well, yeah, at least a couple of key similarities. Kate Gallego and Daniel Valenzuela are both former council members who resigned this year to run for mayor. They're both Democrats. They both support light rail and the growth we've seen downtown. And both say they want to help attract businesses, create more jobs, and educational opportunities.
All right, so how are they trying to differentiate themselves?
Well, over the past few months, they've participated in more than 20 debates, and there are a couple of messages they tend to repeat. Kate Gallego often brings up her experiences working on economic development on the city council and with Salt River Project before she was elected. Daniel Valenzuela talks about his public service as a Glendale firefighter and often describes himself as a coalition builder. He frequently refers to endorsements he's received. Take a listen to what he said to his supporters on election night.
Yes, this campaign is supported by Democrats. It's also supported by Republicans. It's supported by independents. It's supported by working class families and business leaders.
On the business side, Valenzuela has a list of 70 supporters, including former Phoenix Suns owner Jerry Colangelo and Diamondbacks president and CEO Derek Hall. On election night, Kate Gallego told me hard work and a good record mattered most.
So we didn't have as many people who own huge sports teams backing our campaign, but we had a lot of great local business leaders, community leaders, and we really tried to get new people involved.
Now, some of those new people were younger voters, especially young voters of color. There's a group called Bringing Arizona to Action that was formed to defeat former Sheriff Joe Arpaio in 2016. In this race, the group says it opposes Valenzuela because of support he receives from what they see as anti-immigrant police unions and private prison lobbyists.
Now, Christina, Gallego had a pretty sizable lead over Valenzuela on election night. Does she expect that'll happen during the runoff in March?
Well, she hopes so. But you could certainly argue that it's really like starting all over again.
How's that?
Well, it's all about turnout. Last week's election involved statewide and federal races along with the mayor's race. So interest was pretty high. Turnout in Phoenix was close to 50%. And that's actually double the turnout from the last mayoral election that was held in August 2015. Now, that mayoral race also included four council seats and a proposition to raise the sales tax to fund transportation projects. And even with all that on the line, voter turnout was only 21%.
Well, so I guess that raises the question then, who is more likely to turn out for just the mayoral election?
Anecdotally, if you ask people who've been around for a while, they'll tell you city elections generally attract hardcore supporters and those who really want to influence local government. So someone might say Valenzuela currently has an advantage. He has the support of two powerful unions that represent police and firefighters. He also has three former mayors and two current council members supporting him. They certainly all understand the power of local politics. But on the flip side, Gallego's campaign chair is former Phoenix mayor and Attorney General Terry Goddard. So while she may campaign as being the non-establishment candidate, she does have an experienced campaign chair and other politicians supporting her.
All right. And we'll certainly hear more from both candidates in the months ahead leading up to the March.
Oh, won't we?
And we certainly will. That's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.